come up the back of the City Hall there, Donegal Square, south, and at the Danske Bank, part of the bus lane is blocked off. There must be at least 10 police motorcyclists there, along with three dignitary cars, VIP. I don't know who or what it is, but at least it was there at 10, 15 minutes ago, and it's still there. Now, where is the bus lane? Not a bus lane. Is it them and us? The VIPs can come and park there and go and do a bit of business, but a taxi driver or somebody who accidentally puts a wheel across is getting fined £45.90.
Yeah, Joe, I'm not sure who the dignitary is that's in town today, but there's obviously someone of some significance associated in some way to a form of security threat. So a person right. like that is going to be given additional protection. Get them in, get them out, get on with it. Maybe have a series of other important appointments to meet during right. the course of the visit to Northern right. Ireland. Surely, so that happens in every city in the world, that people, yeah. VIPs, get preference over taxi drivers.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Okay, you're saying they get preference. That's fair enough. But if a fella's only doing his job, and I've heard other taxi drivers on complaining about picking the guy up there, or sorry, a guy on a few weeks ago, about picking the blind person up. Has these people in power in the DOE or the DRD or whoever it is, I mean, have they no conscience at all that people have to drop people off at a safe position on the road without getting fined?
Yeah, Joe, surely, I've driven around the city, I've seen the bus lanes, I've heard all these arguments on the radio. Surely you can let the person out somewhere that isn't a bus lane. You know, is it not you guys just trying to make a point that the blind person
nope.
can't find
nope.
their door? They're well capable of nope. finding their door. They're very capable people, those who have a challenge with their sight.
Okay, listen, okay, right. That was one of them. Just let me run through mine. 4:45, heading down from Shaftesbury Square, heading down towards City Centre. Now, the destination that I was told by the passenger was at the Europa, just at the wee drop-off of the Great Northern Mall, right? Now, I drove on the outside lane the whole way down, and then came in and cut across to go into where the black taxi said we're allowed to drop off there. Now, I do that every day, and a lot of drivers do it, and I've never been penalised. But when I was cutting in, the passenger changed their mind, said, oh, sorry, can you take me on to the City Hall? Now, I was stuck in that lane for like 3-4 seconds, and come back out again, and I've got fined. I've appealed it, and I've appealed it again, and I'm going to take it the whole way, because that's ridiculous what's happening.
But Joe, were you in yes. a bus lane?
Frank, I had to cut across to drop the person off.
Are you a taxi that is a permitted taxi in a bus lane?
Frank, I'm a private hire taxi.
Okay,
but see between,
so you're not permitted to be in a bus lane, and you were in a bus lane. I've had this argument since the bus lanes were introduced, and I had sympathy for people when they were first introduced, and I had felt myself like you feel, I'm going to be nabbed here because I can't make any progress without the bus lane. And then I see cameras everywhere and cars with telescopic cameras on them, and I think to myself, if I go into that bus lane, I will be fined. So it's a tax on the stupid now.
Frank, I wasn't deliberately driving in a bus lane. I was cutting across to drop the passenger off at a safe location. Now, you see from, half three, from Shaftesbury Square, right along Great Victoria Street, going over Middlefield, which is approximately near enough, I say half a mile to 3/4 mile, there's nowhere you can drop off there. So what are you supposed to do if the passenger says, let me out? Oh, sorry, I can't drop you off for another half a mile up the road.
Yeah, I think so. You tell the passenger, I can't go in there.
That's ridiculous.
These are two different things. I agree with you that it is ridiculous. I agree that it's ridiculous last night when I was coming from Titanic round the back of the courts that I was sitting for 10 minutes in bumper-to-bumper traffic and there was a big orange stretch of tarmac which went the whole way from the girl with the hoop to St. George's Market, and there wasn't a bus in the bus lane. Absolutely chock-a-block traffic,
right.
No one using the bus lanes. But
okay,
one thing
right.
we all knew, Joe, one thing we all yeah. knew was, oh, right. if we go in there, it's going to cost us £90. Now, I'm not suggesting that the bus lanes are an advantage to the city. What I'm saying is, if you're fined for going in a bus lane, you're stupid.
Frank, wait a minute. I do it every day. I cut across the same thing. So why am I not getting fined every day for doing this? And other drivers do it. Why just on this one incident?
Well, I don't know why you didn't get fined before. You've obviously been photographed in the bus lane.
I think they already need to have a look at it. Now, listen, see this thing about the private car and the public car? I have no qualms whatsoever because I've done both. Everyone's out earning a living, and that's all we're doing, earn a living. Some guys fed among themselves. That's irrelevant. That's up to themselves. But we should be allowed to use bus lanes because our passengers are getting hit hard in the pocket too, sitting in a lot of traffic. Now, why should other passengers using the black taxis get preferences to get to work quicker? What's the difference? They're still a paying passenger. Regardless of public or private hire, they're still paying passengers.
Joe, I 100% agree with you on that as well. Not a bother. I think all taxis should be allowed to use the bus lanes.
Anyway, that's my gripe this morning, Frank.
No bother. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. However, I've no sympathy for people who are fined because it's as clear as the nose on your face. You will get done if you go into a bus lane. So why go into them? We now know where they are. We now understand the system and we should be avoiding them until they finally scrap the initiative.